Blog Talk Radio.
Revival Radio Broadcast. I'm your host, Brian DeLore, and I thank you for tuning into the program this evening. And on tonight's program, I'm going to be discussing the truth about Catholicism. If you remember last night's program, I spoke about the Marian apparitions. And tonight, I just feel led of the Lord to continue down this path. There's a lot of things about Catholicism that need to be exposed. I've studied the subject quite extensively, although I don't have everything, remembered or memorized, rather. So there's certain subjects that I need to go back and revisit. I would like to include them in this broadcast, but I just don't have the time. I only have 14 minutes, and so I just have to go with what I know about the subject. And the truth is that Catholicism is a false religion. It's not established upon the principles of the Word of God. There are many, many practices and traditions in the Catholic Church that are in disagreement with the Word of God and the principles of the Bible. And so we cannot ignore that. I'm not telling you that there are no, I'm not telling you that there aren't certain people in the Catholic Church who haven't been saved. I do believe that there are some people who have been saved, but not because of the practices of the Catholic Church, but because they placed their faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that's the only reason. And yet, there are many who are in the Catholic Church who think they are saved, who think that they're going to heaven. And I need to tell you that you can only be saved by one way, and that's the way I just described. You must place your faith in Jesus' sacrifices, death, burial, and resurrection on the cross for your sins. If you don't do that, then you are not saved. And unfortunately, many of the practices and customs of the Catholic Church lead one away from the sacrifice of Christ. They are taught in the Catholic Church that they can pray someone out of purgatory. In other words, if someone has passed away, the Catholics believe that there is a place called purgatory, which is basically hell, but that is, it's a temporary situation rather than an eternal situation that those people are involved in. If the Bible is clear. If you die and go to hell, once you're in hell, there's no one who can pray you out of it, and that's it. And yet the Catholics teach the selling of indulgences, which is simply going to the church and giving an offering, so to speak. And then the priest prays over the soul of your dead relative or friend or whomever it may be for them to be released from purgatory. Now, I defy anyone who knows anything about the Word of God to go to the Bible and find me chapter and verse in the Old Testament or in the New Testament or any such thing as taught. It's not there. You can look, and you'll still be looking 100 years from now if you live that long, because it's not there. This is church, the tradition of the Catholic Church, which was made up by the Catholic Church. And by the way, and this is what I really wanted to get into. Unfortunately, I don't feel like I'm yet qualified to speak on this subject, at least in depth. But many of the customs and the practices of the Catholic Church date back to ancient Babylon, which was begun by Nimrod, and many of the things which we, as in here in the 21st century, have embraced as the norm in terms of religion. Well, these things are not, again, not taught in the Bible, and I'm not going to get into that tonight because prepared to speak about it, quite frankly. But be that as it may, this is what is going on in the Catholic Church, and it needs to be exposed because the Catholic Church has made up their own version of the Bible, and they teach and practice many things that are in direct opposition to what the Word of God, the unadulterated Word of God, teaches. And this is what I'm speaking about with the indulgences, selling of indulgences. They also believe such things as that transubstantiation, which is that when you take communion, literally becomes, by the power of God, the body of Christ, and the wine you drink or the grape juice, whatever they give you. One time I was in a Catholic church, and I don't even know why I did this. I don't, you know, certain things happen that I can't explain, but I was there with someone else. I told them I didn't want to go. I told them why I didn't want to go. And I'll never do this again, but they urged me to go up and take communion. I said, well, I really don't want to do that. I don't need to take communion. Taking communion is one thing. It means something else in the Catholic Church than it does in the Christian Church, quite frankly. And so, nevertheless, at their urging, I went forward and received communion. I took the wafer, and I was expecting to get a shot of grape juice, or grapefruit, yeah, grape juice. Instead, I got wine, which really opened my sinuses. But whatever it is, wine or grape juice or whatever they're using in place of the blood of Jesus Christ, the Catholics believe that those things actually become, literally, through the power of God and through the authority of the priest who is presiding over that ritual, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. That's not true. The Bible tells us that it's when we receive communion, it's symbolic, and we are demonstrating the Lord's death till he comes. But it's when we take the communion, the wafer, when we drink the grape juice, it's just merely symbolic. You know, Jesus isn't entering our bodies. We're not eating Jesus. We're not drinking Jesus. But this is what the Catholics teach. This, again, is clearly not supported by the Word. And let me see, the praying to the dead. This is another, the worship of saints. This is another one. Now, let me talk about that for a minute. You know, any human being who's lived on this earth from the time of Adam till the present time has been born into sin. I don't care who you are, how great the family you should come from, how high esteemed your family is, or how, you know, lowly esteemed your family is. It doesn't matter where you come from. You were born into sin. And unless you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will remain in your sins. And if you remain in your sins until you die, when you die, upon your death, your spirit and your soul will leave your body, and they will be ushered immediately bowels of hell. Now, you only have to read the book of Luke, chapter 16, where Jesus talks about the rich man and Lazarus. I'm not going to go into that right now. But suffice it to say, it's very clear that when Lazarus died, he was escorted by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And when the rich man passed away, he was immediately in hell, in torment. You as a human being will experience that if you don't receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now, the Catholics promote this teaching that that you can be a person has lived such an exemplary life that they're canonized for sainthood, like someone like Mother Teresa. Now, if you know anything about Mother Teresa, you know that she had many questions about her faith, but yet she's been, I don't know if she's been canonized as a saint just yet, but there are others, obviously, who have. And, of course, they create images of these people, and then they teach you in the Catholic Church to pray to these saints. Well, I don't find anywhere in the pure, unadulterated Word of God that teaches that a person is to pray to saints. In fact, just the opposite of true. There was a situation, sorry I don't have this information right in front of me right now, but I believe it's in the book of Daniel. I'm not certain where it is, but there's a situation in one of the books of the Old Testament, and I believe one of the New, where person was going to bow to a saint. They were having a vision, and it said, "See thou do it not." In another situation, to the house of Cornelius, remember in Acts chapter 9, chapter 10, when Cornelius actually bowed to him, and Peter said, no, stand on your feet, I'm a man just like you. You're not to pray to saints. These people, if they are in heaven, were no different from you. And when they get to heaven, they're not in heaven doling out miracles. God's the one doling out miracles, not dead people, dead saints. Doesn't work like that. But yet the Catholics teach this, and this is completely in complete opposition to what the Word of God teaches, and you can't do it. And if you do it, that's idolatry, and it's a sin. But yet the Catholics promote this. I remember as a child, one day I was in the car, and I noticed this little statue on the dashboard, and I turned to my mother, and I asked, "Mom, what is this?" And she said, "Oh, that's a statue of a medal of Saint Christopher. He's the one who protects people from having traffic accidents." "Oh, really?" Now, of course, as a child, I didn't question it because I didn't know any better. But now, as an adult who's been born again and spirit filled, I realize that that's absolutely wrong. We're not supposed to trust dead saints to protect us. We're supposed to trust God to protect us. He's the only one who can protect us. And if he decides not to protect us, then, you know, that's it. But this is the kind of stuff that is taught in the Catholic Church, unfortunately. And this is an evil, diabolical religion. And they all, false religions, are evil and diabolical. I'm not putting one above the other. I mean, Mormonism is wrong. What's the other one? The other big one? Islam is wrong. All these religions are evil and diabolical because they turn us away from faith in Jesus Christ. Fortunately, I'm running out of time. I don't have much time left here in the program, just a minute and 19 seconds. So I'm going to have to close the program for tonight, but I'm going to come back tomorrow night and speak on part two of the same subject, and I hope you will join the program. And by the way, right now we have our website available, but it's not End Time Revival Radio as it was previously, because I shut down that site because I didn't know what I was going to do with the program, and I won't be able to turn it on until next month. But for right now, we have internationalchristianradio.org and worldwideendtimeradio.com. You can go to either one of those websites and avail yourselves of the information that's uploaded there, and I believe you will find that information to be a blessing. Of course, we have our webpage, our Facebook page, internationalchristianradio.org. I'm going to have to go, and until we meet the next time, I leave you with this reminder to keep the faith and defend the truth. Have a good night, everybody. I don't know if that would be bad. It's not worth it. Let's see what happens here. It may not work. No, unfortunately, I can't. It just doesn't tell you what it is. I just don't know how to do it. It doesn't work. Just look at this really quickly, see if you can see it through this way, and then. You can't find out anything. So. Same thing. Yeah, it doesn't do anything to me. I can't. I think I'm going to stop doing this. That don't help me. I just need to be able to see it. The way it used to be, and they've absolutely destroyed what I used to have, and so now I can't tell anymore. Nope. really stink. The stand is just not there. There's no way to tell what you're getting out of this. I got something there. Just one? That's hard to believe. That doesn't even make sense. Yeah, there's something wrong with that. There's absolutely something wrong with that. Yeah, they've just absolutely decimated what I had here, and I can't do anything about it. So, and just that one, that doesn't even make sense. Unfortunately, they leave me no choice but to abandon the project. I can't tell who's listening, if they're listening. Anything. I can't tell anything from this crap that they've given me. Unfortunately, I don't like to do this to no profit, which is exactly what I'm doing. So I'm gonna quit. Doesn't make any sense. If I can't see who's listening, then I don't need to be doing it anymore. It's just that simple. Yes, if I don't know who's listening, they've ruined it. I can't do anything with it. Okay. Bunch of crap here. And it just used to be when you did your program, somebody had listened or been hit. And now they got it so you can't even find that out.